Perikud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hakosev Shtei Osios, Bishnei Helamos. If a person writes two letters in two separate periods of getting, meaning a person writes two letters in two separate periods of time, and in both of those times they forget that it was Shabbos, and even if in between these two times they are told, oh my goodness, you wrote on Shabbos, you wrote that one letter on Shabbos, and then that person forgot once again that it was Shabbos, or they forgot about the Isser of Kosev, and then they wrote another letter adjacent to that first letter. They wrote two different letters in two different states of unawareness, comma, achas shachris ve'achas bein harbayim. According to Rashi, this is a separate case. But a person wrote one letter in the morning, and then a person wrote another letter in the afternoon. And since there was an extended period of time in between writing of these two letters, I had enough time to learn about his sin, to learn about that it was Shabbos, and he wrote about it. And yet he wrote these two letters in these two states of unawareness. Tosos actually says, No. This statement is just a continuation of what we said previously. Meaning, a person wrote two different letters in two different states of unawareness. For example, one letter in the morning, one letter in the evening. That's how Tosos understands that clause. Even though there's a lengthy interruption between them. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Is mechayev v'chachamim potrim." Rabbi Gamliel says he's chayav. He's obligated to bring a korban chatas. Hachamim exempt him from bringing a korban chatas. What is the machlokas between them? What exactly are they arguing over? The logic of Rashi behind Rabbi Gamliel is this concept of ein yediyah lachatzi shir, meaning an individual cannot have knowledge of what's called a half measure. Meaning, the person becomes aware in between these two different letters, it is not considered knowledge because it was in relation to half a measure of this activity. So therefore, it's considered as if he had written these two letters in one state of unawareness, and therefore, he's chayav to bring a korban chatas. The Chachamim actually say, no, what are you talking about? There is yediya for Chatzishir. Meaning, what became known to him between one letter and the next letter cuts up the two. Since after he wrote the first letter, he became aware of the concept of Shabbos. And then, he forgot again, he wrote one letter. Because he warned him, and because he was taught this idea of Hilchos Shabbos in between the two of them, it divides them up. And it's as if he wrote one letter, and then another letter later, and we do not join the two together. And since we do not join the two together, Chachamim poter him, Chachamim exempt him from bringing a korban, and that is in fact the halacha. But the time span in between, and because in between the two letters is taught the laws of Shabbos, we do not conjoin them together. In fact, it is just one and another one later, and since there's not two letters being written, a state of unawareness, a person is not chayav to bring a korban chatas, because he did not write two letters, and a person needs to write two letters, b'shogeg, in order to bring a korban chatas. That is the logic of the Chachamim, and that is, in fact, the halacha. Perikud Gimel, Mishnah, Aleph. This chapter, this parak, really deals with the process of preparing clothing, weaving and sewing, various malachos that involve preparing the wool, as well as trapping. The truth is, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided that Perek Yud Gimel will begin with Haoreg? Will begin with the notion of sewing. The commentaries actually tell us that similar to writing, just like by writing, a person must write two letters in order to be chayav, so too, in order to be chayav for oreg, for weaving, a person, as we will see, according to Chachamim, will also have to weave two threads as well. And therefore, that might be the reason why Rabbi Yudanasi juxtaposed Kosev, writing, which the Shir is two letters, to Oreg, which, as we'll see in the words of Chachamim, will also be two threads. The Mishnah begins as follows. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Ha'oreg shalosha chutin betchila. One who weaves three threads at the beginning, the echad al ha'arig, or if one adds one thread already to a woven fabric, a person is chayav. According to Rabbi Lezer, a new garment which starts off, a person must thread three of them in order to be chayav. However, once this garment has already been created, anyone who adds one thread is liable, is chayav. Chachamim disagree. V'chachamim omrim, bein betchila bein basov. Doesn't make a difference. It's the beginning, it's a new garment, it's the middle of a garment. And really, the truth is, when it says here, bein basov, the commentaries say it's not at the end, because it could be if you finish the product. If you complete your sweater and you add in a lot stitch, you might not be chayav necessarily for oreg, but you'd be chayav for makev patish for completing a garment. And therefore, the commentaries say when it says here in the Mishnah ben betchila ben basov, it's referring to if you're starting off a garment, or if the garment already is in the middle of the process of being woven together. What is the shear? What is the amount? Shi'uro shnei chutin. The amount is two threads of stitching. It's important to clarify one matter. The matter is, what is the definition of weaving? So the definition of weaving is that a person must insert on Shabbos two wefts in and out of the warp threads. That is, in fact, the definition of weaving. And what is the halacha? The halacha, as we really mentioned at the outset of in our introduction, this Mishnah, halacha follows chachamim, that two of these type of stitches, two of these weaves, is deemed liable for oreg on Shabbos, and we do not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Just like the two letters of Kosev on Shabbos, so too the two threads of weaving on Shabbos, in order to make somebody liable to bring a korban chatas, if done b'shoveg.